engaging with the audience, cutting the number of slides, and abandoning your scripts. Hello, I'm Wendy McGuinness from Bentley McGuinness Media, and these are just some of the tips making news today in the world of great presentations. Well, we don't all have charisma or the natural gift of the gab, but what we can deliver is great presentations with a bit of careful planning. Ever notice the presenter who constantly scans the room, always looking over your head into the distance, but never actually making eye contact? Off-putting, isn't it? To engage the audience, make eye contact with individuals and communicate directly to them. You'll often draw strength, energy, and enthusiasm from them too. Don't fall into the trap of thinking that more slides is better. In fact, the reverse is true. If I only wanted slides, I'd get you to email me some. I've come to hear you and watch you speak, so engage with me, the audience, not your slides. Too often, the audience spends the time watching your back or your profile and hearing a muffled explanation of a series of graphs, when what they really want is to see and hear you. Writing a script is a great way to start to structure your presentation, but reading head down, word for word, is likely to bore the audience silly. When Martin Luther King delivered his I Have a Dream speech, he didn't do it by staring down at the page and reciting his words over several pages. He did it by rehearsing the important points and delivering them with great impact. Our favourite actors have memorised and rehearsed the lines to deliver them with feeling. Imagine how boring it would be if they took to the stage reading from their scripts. Public speaking might be one of the scariest things that some people will ever do, but it's also one of the most rewarding. Coming up on Wendy Journo at Audioboo and Twitter, why keeping it simple is essential in engaging with an audience.